two things.
Any similar yes. illness are usual.
Well, there we are.
Well, you put it on. You can lay it on its side. Just put the microphone in the middle of the table. It doesn't matter where you put that.
All right.
You can just put the microphone
anywhere.
Series of the Catherine Cookson Beck bestsellers. This evening we have Janet Acteur in the leading part.
What's that?
Janet Acteur.
Yeah. No, I'm here.
She played Vita Sackville West in the Nigel Littleton film.
Well, I've read the book.
Well, I think you did see it, didn't you?
No. Well, I can't remember.
Well, you have that at 7:50. So you have Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy 9-5. So I'll have to record the end again.
I'd like the Alan Leesdale. Some letters, G-H. Something. I think
what?
Three letters. Playing or something. Is it on Sunday? Have a look. I'd like not to miss that.
What's it called?
BGH or something. Whatever it is. You got it?
No, I don't know. There she is, the black velvet gown. What is it called? BGH. Just by letters.
Yeah, three letters.
Doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. Now we have seen trailers. Yeah. Sunday's,
yeah.
Well. The summary. There's the summary. I always look in the summary. Nothing?
No. Tree of Hands.
No.
Shape of the World. Night Riders. No, you'll have to look for it later.
Gosh, he looks ugly. Beastel.
Who?
He looks fat and ugly.
Who?
Beastel. This writer. Wait a minute. Should be something here.
There's Nigel Kennedy.
Why isn't it here?
Well, is Nigel Kennedy playing Brahms? On Tuesday.
I was looking, the other fellow is Tony Harrison. I was mixing him up with.
Now, have a look at your diary and see if you're free on the 15th of June, Saturday the 15th of June, for the Stella Artois competition.
Well, I suppose I am. I shall phone Ruth and see.
Well, I thought you were going to Berlin this month.
No, I'll have to phone first. Two things on the same day. I should have gone.
Yes, I got those from the office. We now have a graphic artist's exhibition on the plaza.
Yeah.
Final year students. They gave a party for them the other evening. About 50 of them must have turned up. Yes, you can throw it away.
Yeah, pretty, yes, you go. Mm.
It was on the bank. It was on bank holiday.
Yeah, I know.
Cathy, those documents have been there all week, and you've not taken the trouble to look at them. But you will talk about the poll tax and its iniquities, but you can't even read your own poll tax notice.
I'll do it to order the kind. What's that? We sat together.
And so, yes, there were two things that came together.
On another thing, we go to the festival, a Swiss festival. Park somewhere. Not this.
Well, I should find out what this is. The oldest.
Well, I know what it is.
The oldest Swiss institution in Britain.
Yeah, Swiss Mercantile School. That's only for the old pupils.
So, what is this date? I need to put the dates in my diary because they're going to fill up during the summer.
Because
so, you assume that on the 15th of June we're all right for the tennis competition.
Oh.
But I have to tell them on Monday, otherwise they'll give the tickets to somebody else, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Stefan stays until the 13th or 14th. No, 14th is already leaving for Zurich.
He's going on 14th, that's all right. No. And when does he arrive?
Well,
now. No, now won't do. He's not arriving now.
London every day anymore. you shall go here with Therese and Philip and so on. I'd like to go. When is it?
I doubt if it'll be very exciting.
No, too bad.
It sounds pretty staid.
Why should it?
Well, I think Swiss would be pretty staid.
Well, let's see.
Very proper.
I don't think so.
I don't like the louts.
I hope not. What's that?
I don't know. I imagine that's something they're going to construct somewhere to mark the
end. Well, I've constructed. But where?
Read the book. It will tell you. There's probably an explanation of the cover on the inside of the cover.
Did I bring you a phone? And what about these two? Have you got these two?
I think I have, yes.
Okay.
You could also have to mark it on this experiment.
You must take yourself in hand again. Use your diary.
Look. How well do you know Switzerland? And the 19th question is, which celebrated Swiss clown and mime comes from Ticino? You know which, don't you?
What? Yes, to be true.
Yes. So he's a national asset, isn't he? Did you know that?
Of course, he brings in quite a bit of money. Yeah.
What?
Makes Switzerland known. Absolutely. They are national assets. Like Gabriella Sabatini is a tremendous asset for the Argentine. And Becker for Germany. And Gazza for England. Gazza Gascoigne.
Doesn't sound an English name anyway.
No, they just called him Gazza. His name is Gascoigne. Nobody knows what his first name is.
No.
But Gazza goes well with Gascoigne. Gascoigne is rather a long word to say, so I suppose the boys at school called him Gazza.
Yeah, but where is that name? Is that a French name?
I don't know. Invented name.
Gascoigne.
It's been coined.
No, not Gascoigne.
Oh, Gascoigne. I don't know what Gascoigne is. Probably French. Is of French origin. Norman French. Mm. Gascony. Mm.
Well.
Probably he was his ancestors were from Gascony and came over with William the Conqueror. The name Norman. So why did they name him?
Norman.
His ancestors were probably Normans, came over from Normandy.
And Boucher's Boucher. They changed it to Boucher.
What? They said their neighbours changed it to Boucher, like Gazza's neighbours have changed his name from Gascoigne to Gazza. Mm-hmm. Well, the newspapers have done it.
Well, I think I could answer all these questions. Right. Yeah. Stupid. You don't have to name two big bands.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult. You see them on every street corner.
Well, to get where you are. Wait a minute. If some Chinese aren't it, look. I mean, you would know all this, wouldn't you?
Very.
Well, I suppose very typical.
I wonder what Lord Hanson will pay me for my ICI shares. They're still rising.
No.
Oh, yes. People are busy buying, hoping that Lord Hanson will pay them more than they pay for.
You have to pay the bill, Andy.
There's the man who owns Fairmont College now.
Sure.
Chairman of ICL. Such and such shows no signs of recovery.
They all blame an open letter.
The Such brothers' salaries have been cut by a half. And they've appointed a new man, Robert Louis Dreyfus, to run the company.
Who is he?
French bankroll.
What?
Mr. Arnold wanted to know why Morris and Charles Satchi were being paid such a ridiculously large salary when the state of the company was so absolutely dreadful.
So?
Mr. Morris Satchi, who now gets $310,000 a year compared with $600,000 a year 2 years ago, replied, I am quite satisfied that in voluntarily taking a 50% pay cut, I have done the right thing. Well, they've lost their company. They've lost control of their company.
They founded it.
Oh, yes, and built it up. But then it got too big for them. They were no longer able to control it. They were not big enough for a big company. They were two very gifted brothers, but they couldn't run a company of the size they built.
What are they? It's financiers or
no, they're advertising men.
What advertising?
One is a copy, one is an advertiser, and the other is an accountant. A combination.
I see.
Like David Gordon and Jeremy. A gifted maverick and someone who knows how to handle the figures. David isn't interested in figures. What? Everybody knows that. He will tell you himself.
So?
He's got better things to do than play around with columns of figures.
Okay,
that for Jeremy Ross.
Okay.
Waste of his time. Like my spending my time on doors.
Okay.
I wanted to go across Dartmoor and Bodmin Moor to see Jamaica Inn.
Well?
That's for old ladies with blue hair and coaches.
Really?
Not when Sir John was around. Martin Garrix trying to upstage him. And that would be very foolish.
Who lived here, a merchant or somebody?
Probably. Someone who would disapprove of. I don't know whether a merchant lived there. Probably not. It goes back to the Middle Ages.
Well, then it wouldn't be a merchant, would it?
It could be, but not the sort of merchant you're thinking of. Built up places like Bruges and Ghent. They were great merchants. In fact, they were called merchant adventurers, weren't they?
I don't know.
The great Hanseatic cities were built by the merchant adventurers.
Look at this. This is Sutton House, Halsey.
In Hackney.
In Hackney. Does it look Tudor?
Well, it looks as though it was built at different times, too.
You're right. But there is nothing left. Sorry? Yes. I'll feed the birds and then you can see how they eat and drink in the bath, will you?
The water seems very dirty on the bath.
Well,
run back. Will you lift it in the car? I'd like to take the fifth and run back.
Some lovely irises, but she wouldn't buy them because she said they wouldn't last.
Yeah. Well, all the shops are full of these now. Finished, look. Put some chemical in the water. It's there.
Oh, well, obviously. They like it. Some more fertilizer, particularly on those brown patches. And some brown strips in the front lawn.
Now look at them. I want you to see them in the bath. They enjoy themselves like children. It's so funny. It's really entertainment. Someone at the tape said, you know, when I told them I bought the birth song, they said, you will have lots of pleasure with that. And I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to do the lawn back too. It's just nice now. One of us in a week is too long again, huh?
Oh, I'm not sure with my blades up it'll have much effect. We can try.
Yeah, it would look nice. Light like that.
I don't think it'd see much difference.
Every week and not too... is it much easier if you have the blade high up?
No?
Same.
But the blade needs replacing. At the moment it is snatching at the grass.
Well, I saw them in great mills, but I didn't know which size you needed. Patrick, I saw some in great mills.
Well, are you sure they've got the right ones?
29th of June. It has never rained. It looks so old.
No, did you read the article in the Times about watering gardens?
No, where is it?
Well, I think I threw it away.
Well, come on.
It was in yesterday's paper. It's already in the kitchen.
Did you tell me everything, or should I read it?
It just says don't water. If the plants look healthy, don't water them. We overdo the watering, and the roots then start growing upwards towards the soil.
What? Really?
Upwards towards the surface instead of down.
Why?
Overwatering. You don't know anything. I'm not a gardener.
Overwatering what?
But overwatering is damaging to the plants.
Oh. Well, then mine can't complain. They usually have no water.
They only water if they look as though they need it.
Really?
And don't cut the grass too short.
And
that's what they say. Raise
I just think it's wrong, because every day a tiny bit, the plants look much, much better than if I don't give them for weeks. And
well, if you think they don't look well, then
well,
they obviously need it. If they look better after they've been watered, that's what the paper says.
Well, then they do need water.
If they look as though they need it, they need it. But if they don't look as though they need watering, don't water them.
Well, look at the birds, like an army. They're all the three, all the same. I shall buy a nesting box next year.
Mm.
I'd like to see the rooted come out. You know, there was a program on television, and you saw inside a box of a booted, a nesting box, right inside.
Oh, yes.
How could they do that? How can they go through?
Possibly putting a little camera in the...
Inside, in the box.
Or just in the...
In the corner.
In this little hole in the side of the box with a wide angle of lens.
Ah. I thought they had sort of, you know, like fairy tales, you could see through the wall. That's what they do, or put a camera in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was rather funny. See those birds come up and grow up. Quite wonderful.
They can now put a television camera into your stomach.
Really?
And into your veins, I think.
And in everybody's house. What?
What the heck could you mean?
Oh, yes. And then, here's a blue tit, look. And then, where does it connect up? It doesn't have to.
I'm not sure. Perhaps it has a thin catheter or a wire. I'm not sure.
Just sparrows. Because that's the animal I like best, because they are in the wild, you don't have to cage them. And you have the pleasure of them being free, of course.
Free,
isn't it? Mm. It's like a bit of a mixture. And a few other birds, not only sparrows. Thank you.
They are not a connoisseur.
Now from the mouth he always gets his care. The bat and the bat strong.
That we said another one.
You haven't forgotten to write your diary, have you?
Statements from everybody. You know, that was a practitioner. I once loved a very young, beautiful English girl who resembled you greatly, but that she could not cook.
Is there a relationship with her?
No. I meant, well, you know, poor Mrs. Grant and everything.
Mademoiselle Patricia, a little bread, perhaps?
It is essential to keep up the strength of my little gray cells.
You seem a little better, sir.
Thank you. I am feeling better.
Doesn't seem real at all. Like in a play.